In an effort to preserve Michigan's history, a big event is planned for this Saturday in Ypsilanti to try and set a brand new world record for the most Rosie the Riveters in one place since World War II. This is Lisa Berry, and in case you didn't know, the original Rosie the Riveter worked as a riveter at the Willow Run Aircraft Factory in Ypsilanti, building B-24 bombers for the U.S. Air Force. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is one of those real-life Rosie the Riveters, Georgia Labunas from Ann Arbor. Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
So you're going to be there on Saturday?
I am.
Tell us about what's going on.
Well, they're going to have a count to see how many Rosies we can count up to lead the nation in Rosies.
And I asked you, and you told me you're 94 years old. Is that okay to share?
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
So you're going to be there. Were you there the last time they set the record?
No, I wasn't.
So what brings you in this time?
Well, I hadn't joined. In fact, I thought you had to be a riveter to join. And my niece kept after me to join, and she got the application and brought it over and gave it to me, and I told her I didn't have time, and she insisted on it, so then I finally decided to do it.
So you worked at the Willow Run Bomber Plant from when to when, doing what?
I worked on two different jobs. I had my first job was in the plating department, and we had boxes of cartons of small parts of the plane, and we had to hang them on racks in such a way that there wouldn't be an air pocket in them, because they were picked up by a crane and dipped into vats of cleaning fluid before they were plated. And I worked there for a while, and then somebody who had more seniority than I did got laid off from her job, so she came down and took my job, so I had to move. So I went to a place called the dope room, and in the dope room we had buckets of glue, and we painted on the tail of the plane, a part of the tail of the plane. But I was worked there for a while, and then my boss from the original department that I was in, the plating department, came down and told me that there was an opening in the small office in the building in the plating department, and would I like to come back and work in the plating in the office? And so then I went there and stayed there for the rest of my time that I was at Willow Run.
And what years were you at Willow Run from?
From 1943 to 1945, the spring of 43 to the spring of 45, 2 years.
Do you have any specific memories you want to share with us?
Oh, golly. it was a nice place to work most of the time. I did not care too much for the dope room. In fact, when I went to work in the dope room, they had a fire meeting that we went to about fires. And they told about people what to do in case of a fire. And they said, if you are working in the dope room, and there's a fire, you run like hell, because it was very dangerous to work there because it was very inflammable. And it was my understanding that the roof was just laid on. It was not attached. In case of an explosion, it would just lift off.
So in 1943, as you worked as an original Rosie the Riveter, did you feel like you were breaking work barriers and beginning a new era as a working woman?
No, I don't think I thought about that. I just thought that I had a job. And I enjoyed my work. I enjoyed my work there. I had a good boss. His name was Stanley Skinner. They called him Scotty. I enjoyed my work there. I always worked afternoons. It was cooler than working nights, and in the summertime, and it was less hectic at night. So I always worked in the afternoon from, that's my understanding, that it was from 3 to 11, 6 days a week.
Georgia Labunas, 94 years old, from Ann Arbor, will be with the crowd this Saturday on the Eastern Michigan University campus, trying to set a new Rosie the Riveter record. And I believe it was 2,220 Rosies last time, and then that record was broken in California. Anyone can join, but it's suggested that you register and make sure you wear your dark blue work clothes, red socks, dark shoes, and a quintessential red and white polka dot bandana. Do you have any of that original wear that you'll be wearing, Georgia?
Well, I don't have any of the original, but I have a whole outfit now to wear.
All right. Well, good luck. Hope you set the new world record, and thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.